Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls across the region, temperatures are mild in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, offering a warm evening for those venturing outside. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the night air. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, the IDF reports that a Gaza terrorist who kidnapped Noah Argamani and Avinatan Or on October 7th has been killed in a strike. This comes hours after a Hamas disarmament deal was announced. Also, the Jerusalem Post shares that Dr. Bishara Baba discusses a Hamas proposal including a 10-year ceasefire and disarmament, ensuring safety for their leadership. Also this hour. According to JNS, Prime Minister Netanyahu reflects on his late brother Yoni, saying he thinks of him daily, 50 years after the Entebbe raid. Separately, Ynet explains the Gaza disarmament deal, detailing how Hamas would relinquish control of weapons and tunnels to a monitored committee. And finally, 24 News reports a Board of Peace official saying that Israel's commitments in Gaza are backloaded, reversible, and tied to Hamas disarmament. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News reports that Saudi Arabia welcomes the Gaza disarmament agreement, calling it a historic achievement and reaffirming support for a comprehensive peace plan. The Times of Israel notes that President Trump claims Israel is very happy about the Hamas disarmament deal, though Netanyahu has not commented. Ynet Global shares that a $10.9 million Marine F-35 Billion crashed near San Diego after the pilot ejected safely. The aircraft was destroyed in the incident. Let's go deeper now, starting with the report from the Times of Israel. The IDF confirmed the death of the Gaza terrorist involved in the kidnapping of Noah Argamani and Avinatan Or. This strike follows the announcement of a disarmament agreement with Hamas. The removal of such figures could indicate a shift towards implementing the deal's terms, impacting security dynamics in the region. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's interview with Dr. Bishara Baba, he outlines a Hamas proposal for a decade-long ceasefire coupled with disarmament. This proposal aims to ensure the safety of Hamas leadership. The development suggests a potential long-term shift towards peace, but it will require careful negotiation and trust building. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's reflection on his brother Yoni, as reported by JNS, underscores personal motivations that may influence his leadership style. This remembrance comes during a period of significant military and diplomatic activity, possibly affecting decision-making processes. In a related development, Ynet provides details on the mechanics of the Gaza disarmament deal. Hamas is expected to surrender its weapons and production sites to a monitored committee. This step is crucial for peace prospects, yet verification challenges remain. And finally, I-24 News highlights that Israel's commitments in Gaza are contingent on Hamas's disarmament. This conditional approach allows for diplomatic flexibility and ensures that Israel's security needs are addressed first. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business profiles Alex Boazis, the Israeli entrepreneur who co-founded Deal, now valued at $17 billion. His journey from France to Israel and subsequent success story in the tech industry is a testament to the country's dynamic startup ecosystem. Separately, CTech reports on Generation's acquisition of Shikun and Binui Energy for 4.45 billion shekels. This deal positions Generation as a major player in power generation and renewable energy, pending regulatory approval. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses challenges in real estate deals when banking processes delay transactions. They highlight how businesses navigate these hurdles to secure timely project completions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.